This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You gotta really be concerned about what's going on with these leftists in the world, folks. They have created a dangerous scenario for everybody. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Vicious attacks on people happening all over the country, particularly white folks. There was a guy who had to shoot Antifa attackers in New Mexico. They were beating the crap out of him, and there were people yelling, "Kill him." And he finally pulled out his weapon and started firing. I don't blame him. I saw the video as a warning on the video. I'm like, don't issue a warning. Issue a must-see. TheKevinJacksonShow.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. Oh, Kevin, it's cruel. You're telling people to shoot people. Yeah, there are times when you better shoot somebody. There are times when you better get it in your mind that you are going to have to put somebody's lights out for good. Oh, I know. It seems so cruel. You're so combative. Yeah, let me ask you, what would you do if you had a weapon in your life, people were kicking the crap out of you for nothing? Nothing. You didn't do anything. Have you seen these videos where cars are just trying to get through Portland or through Seattle or through some place where these anarchists have shut down the road and then they start beating the crap out of the car? They want to drag you out of it. Are you okay with that? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I would start shooting immediately. You're not going to drag me or my family out of the car because you got some little cause that I have nothing to do with. This is insane. I watched a group of black people, I think they called it Ocean Beach or something, beat the living daylights out of a white guy. And when other white people tried to say, hey, what are you doing? It's enough. They beat the crap out of them. And when I tell you beat the crap out of them, I'm talking knock them out, took everything from them, and they were stomping on. These people will never be the same. The people who got beat up will never be the same. This one guy gets knocked out, sitting on a bench, and no less than 10 people come by and stomp him. You want to talk about police brutality? How about general population brutality that you allow? And let me tell you, Melissa gave me a quote from somebody the other day, and it was something along the lines of, and I completely agree. It says, be careful of the quiet man who finally gets fed up. Now, I didn't quote it right, but it's along those lines. Be careful of the guy who's not saying anything, but you finally push him over the edge. You know who, we all know somebody like that. Now, unlike the quiet guy who's done, I stopped being quiet a long time ago. I was that guy. I mean, I know it's hard to believe, but I was that guy. I don't look for trouble. You know, I don't run from it, but I certainly don't look for it. I'm the jovial guy at the bar. I'm the fun guy at the party or whatever. But when it gets to the point where we are in this nation right now, let me tell you, I'm not quiet. And the people that know me, the people that know, you know, me from my career in fighting and what have you, they will tell you, when I get quiet, that's when you better be concerned. It isn't when I'm not one to blather and all that anyway. But if I'm having a conversation with you, like we're talking smack to one another, you're not in any danger. I'm not. I'm playing with you. I'm verbally sparring. When I shut up, that's when you got to be concerned. And I'm telling you, there are many of us right now out there. You know who you are. You're listening to the program. You're going, you know what? I'm pretty close to that, Kev. I've been quiet my whole life. I've never bothered anybody. I've done it by the book. I've played by the rules. But you know what? They're pushing me. And the difference is, we're not pansies. Most of us really spend time, you know, working on a craft. You know, you know what to do. I got friends that go to the range every week. You know, it isn't like they're when they start shooting, it isn't a guess where the bullet is going to go. And God forbid you get some of my guys that really know how to, you know, use a lot of other weapons. People think guns are bad. You need to see some of the boys I know. Vicious attacks, folks. Vicious attacks on the elderly. Did you see the video of a guy in New York? He's walking along on the street, and he just pushes down. I think they said it was a 92-year-old woman. She falls back, hits her head on a fire hydrant. He's walking along. He sees this, boom, just pushes her down with his left arm. She falls, bam, hits her head. I don't know. I'm presuming she's okay. I don't know. So I'll ask you this. How would you feel if somebody pushed your 92-year-old great-grandmother? You know, what would you feel like? I know what I'd do. Turns out this guy has been arrested, get this, over 100 times. This is Bill de Blasio's New York. Bill de Blasio's New York. Unbelievable. You ever notice how Democrats always want the impossible? You know what I'm talking about? They want equality, right? We need equality, man. We've got to end racism. Interesting. I thought about this. Can we ever get equality? I mean, just this, it's a simple question. Can you ever get equality? Show me where you can get equality the way they see it. Because let me tell you, the only place, let me give you my take as you ponder that. The only place you get equality is in equal ability for people to pursue the best within themselves. That's the only thing we're equal with, right? We're also equal. We have equality in the sense of a second for me is a second for anybody else. But is that really the case? Because some people live shorter, some people live longer. Is your second longer than mine? If you live longer than I do, it is. But maybe it isn't. Maybe I make my seconds more valuable. You get what I'm saying? That's the equality trick. So leftists want you to believe that it's achievable. We can get equality. And it's right now the big issue about equality, the one that they focus on, is race. They love talking about racial equality. Yeah, because Lord knows, you know, if you're tragically born black in America, well, then you can't possibly think that this country is going to give you anything. You're not going to be equal. It's funny, they never seem to care about Asians. You know, they're tragically born Asian in America, but nobody seems to, you know, seem like it's a big issue for them. But as I said, and I'm not going to have time to finish this segment, so we'll be back, but I want to talk about this equality issue.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You are asking people whose community have been looted for decades, who don't have proper schools, who don't have proper amenities, who have been, when we see someone killed by the police, that is the worst manifestation of police violence. But it doesn't get to the daily police violence that doesn't end in death, the daily degradations that Black Americans face. The fact that these communities have been preyed upon by predatory lenders. You know, it goes on and on. And so when we think about how someone taking an act to take something from some big box name store, it is symbolic. That one pair of shoes that you've stolen from, Foot Locker is not going to change your life, but it is a symbolic taking. And so when we think about what the social contract was and who created it, it is that if you follow the rules, if you do the right things, then you will be able to access an equal society. And that has never been true for Black Americans, and particularly for the lowest income, most segregated Black Americans. So you cannot regularly not include them in the social contract, regularly violate the promises that this country makes to Americans, and then at this moment in time say, well, you should abide by the laws and the rules of our country because that's the right thing to do. There's no reason to expect that people who have regularly been left out will comply with this right now.
People who have regularly been left out. I want you to understand, well, first of all, welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. And that was Nicole Hannah Jones, founder of the 1619 movement, who says that the United States didn't start in 1776. It started in 1619 when the first slaves were brought over. By the way, first slave owner was a guy by the name of Anthony Johnson, who was a black man. But she's not going to tell you that part. But what she wants you to understand is that we black folks have been left out of the social contract, excluded from the social contract. I don't know about you, boy, but I would love to see more blacks prominently. You know, for example, when are we going to get a black president? When are we going to get blacks that are running organizations, running companies, running multinationals? Black CEOs. When will America finally wake up and give us a black CEO? I just want to know. I'm asking this question for a friend. Because I know people across the pond are all in Europe and Asia. They're like, man, America needs to wake up. Black people have a lot to offer. They could, if they let black people play professional sports, what would their sports programs look like if they let blacks play? If blacks could be more than 68% of the NFL. Boy, what would that do for the sport? Woo! If blacks could be more than 80% of the NBA, man, who knows what the NBA would become? Woo-hoo! It's just so much keeping a brother down these days. Blacks can't speak out. Isn't it amazing? I don't know about you, but I'm tired of seeing blacks only be janitors and dishwashers and short order fry cooks and things like that. I'm tired of seeing black women working in white women's homes, serving, you know, taking care of their snotty nosed little kids. I'm tired of all that. Yeah, we got to do something. Well, I don't know. You guys got any suggestions? I mean, maybe we should get somebody like, you know, that would break into Hollywood and get away from all these blaxploitation roles where all we do is play pimps and prostitutes. I'm sure somebody will come along one day. Maybe, I don't know, maybe his name will be something like, something weird like Denzel, you know. Or maybe an Isaiah Washington will play some role. I don't know. Maybe there will be some black actors that get good roles. Maybe we will finally see more black actors on TV and have TV shows, sitcoms, things like this. And again, maybe they'll play doctors and lawyers like on ER or The Cosby Show. Maybe that type of thing will happen if we could finally just get America to a point where they respected black folks. Like an Oprah Winfrey or somebody. I mean, is there not an example that we can have that will make white people wake up and understand what's going on? How important we are to the culture. I mean, do I really need to go into music? I'm sick of Lawrence Welk. I'm sick of Perry Como. I'm sick of all the Bing Crosbys and the white crew. I mean, can black people not have a label? Can we not get our own music? Can we not have our own couture, white people? Please, let us survive in this godforsaken country that keeps its foot on our necks. Jeez. You just won't let us do anything. Can we not get a billionaire rap or hip-hop guy? Why do y'all hate hip-hop so much? Why do you hate rap music? Why can't you just let us do our thing? Hey, and you know what really bugs me? You won't let us live anywhere we want to live. Black people got to live in the black part. I mean, Don't you dare try to live in the Upper East Side of Central Park or live in some gated community in Hollywood. They won't let black people live there. You white folks, you got everything and you don't even recognize it, and black people can't get to none of it. We can't drive fancy cars. We can't. Do I need to go into the Oscars? Oscars so white, do I really need to tell you white folks how you are with your awards? You don't want to give awards to black people. Oh, yeah, so what? You give us a bunch of money. You give us millions of dollars. But we don't win your awards. I know, the NFL, you give young black men in the NBA and the NFL, you give them millions of dollars. But how many coaches are there? Ain't no, well, there are some black coaches. Well, there's a few, but why are there not more? And what about black owners? What about black owners? And we all know God is white, right? Y'all, why can't you just let a couple of pictures of Jesus be black? I mean, come on. Y'all are just takers. You white folks, I see why you feel guilty. I see why you call me up and you feel guilty. I get it. Because there are just not enough examples of black people being successful in this country. Not enough. No. We don't dominate enough stuff. Beyonce. You're going to bring up Beyonce, huh, white girl? Yeah. Why are you going to bring up Beyonce? Who else is out there that's singing and doing good? Are there other black people singing and making money? Huh? Talk what you know, white person. Don't just bring up Beyonce. Okay, I know her husband, Jay-Z. I know you got all the Beastie, not the Beastie Boys, they white. You got all them other black rappers out there doing stuff. I get it, but hey, you know my point. My bigger point is black people can't make it in the music industry. That's the bigger point. And you know it and I know it. We all know it. Black people can't make it in accounting. We can't make it in business. We can't make it in engineering. We can't make it in the sciences. None of it. Medicine, attorneys, why don't y'all let us get, can't we all just get along? Why don't y'all let us get ahead, white people? I know why you feel guilty, because you're stopping us. You got your foot, your boot on our throats. I'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump marks the 70th anniversary of the start of the Korean War. President and First Lady placed a wreath at the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. The Supreme Court ruled in the Trump administration's favor when it comes to quickly deporting illegal immigrants, including asylum seekers, with limited judicial review. The nation's highest court announcing the ruling on Thursday, and another 1.5 million new applicants for first-time jobless benefits. This is USA Radio News. The CDC is releasing new information regarding how many Americans could die from COVID-19 in the next few weeks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The CDC now says the nation could reach 150,000 coronavirus deaths over the next few weeks. Predictions from 20 different models show the death toll likely to surpass at least 130,000 by the 18th of July. Higher death rates expected in states like Arizona, California, and Florida, which are already seeing surges in cases.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is slowing down its coronavirus reopening plan due to an increase of cases in his state. There will be fans at this year's Kentucky Derby, but it won't look like Derby's past.
General admission will be cut as much as potentially 60%. I was going to say 60%. Again, that's sort of the access control around the facility, those folks who don't have a seat.
Churchill Downs President Kevin Flannery making his remarks today at a briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I get your letters, I get your emails, I get your phone calls, and I always ask myself, well, not always, but most of the time after I get the message, I say, what in the heck is wrong with conservative white people, and when will you stop apologizing? I talked about this the other day. Do you feel good hiding your feelings, your opinions, hiding your genuine self? Because that's not good, right? The most self-actualized people are the people who represent themselves publicly in the same as they are privately. Those are the people that are the closest to self-actualization in the world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Melissa doesn't like when I speechify to you. We've had this discussion a few times, but every now and then I got to give you a bit of tough love. I feel like I am part yogi, I am part psychologist, I am part motivational speaker, I am part pastor, part counselor, whatever you need, part friend, confidant, whatever. But I feel like we have to have these discussions. We're at a point in America where you're not quite sure who you are anymore. So let me be very clear to you conservatives. Leftists, particularly white leftists, represent the biggest existential threat to mankind. Those white folks are vile human beings, spawn of the devil himself. They hide behind their want to do good as they leave a vapor trail of destruction in their jet blast. Do you get it? When a white leftist finishes with whatever it's working on, it devours it and not even bones or hair remains. They are the hyenas in human form. And if you don't believe me, look at what they've done to black folks. You're witnessing it. You're watching the scavengers go at a race of people who are tired of being marginalized, who are tired of being picked on. The black community has been targeted. They've been pulled out of America, pulled out of human form to say, we're going to go and, as the leftists would say, help, and I use my finger quotes, these people. See, let me explain something to you. The pre-white leftists enabled black person was a hardy American. Self-sufficient, a magnificent moral core, God-fearing, family-oriented, more dependable than the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. I tell people this all the time. A black woman was a white woman's most, I mean, that was her best friend. That was her confidant. That's what she told that woman. That black woman was the person the white woman told all her deepest, darkest, dirtiest deeds and secrets. She wouldn't even tell her girlfriends this. And the black man was the right-hand man to the white guy, who he may have worked for or whatever, but he was the right-hand man. He was the most dependable dude in that white man's life, even including the white dude's wife. But somewhere along the line, folks, white leftist enablers got a hold of black folks and corrupted a few of them, and they have turned them into the most sorry, whiny losers of today. Even when black leftists reach the pinnacle of success, they whine like pansies. They want their Oscars, or I want a black general manager or coach, or they want their reparations. Others pretend to care about the common man. Oh, these poor black men out here getting beat up by cops, man. I just feel bad. As they get into their Lamborghinis, speed back past four cops that pull them over and want their autographs. I'm just telling you, it is the biggest deception on the planet, and it is being fueled by white leftists. Yeah, so as I said in a previous broadcast, and I'm telling you again today because I did the old stop apologizing segment yesterday, but let's just continue it because, you know, we've talked about everybody been wanting to protest, and there's always some angst in America. Somebody's being oppressed that we've got to stay on this. We got to drone on. Back in the day when we sang songs, "We Shall Overcome," well, we did it. And you're still apologizing. You're still apologizing for being part of the success of the greatest country in the world. In the greatest country in America. I almost said that. I didn't say it. Greatest country in the world. You're apologizing. Yeah. You got these silly Negroes out there, well trained by these white leftists, leftists who pretend, "I don't see color." Biggest lie in politics. "I don't see color." Let me tell you something, white people. I love you to death, but I see your color. But does it matter? Absolutely not. You know what I see? I mean, I'm not going to get crude here, but let's face it, guys. If the first thing you see I'm just going to use a beautiful woman is her color. Wow, good for you. I mean, I can appreciate a nice tan. But I can appreciate an untanned body. I can appreciate women of all colors. There's much more I'm going to notice on a woman besides that. If you're an athlete, I'm not going to go, "Ooh, look at that white boy athlete." If I see, man, that dude is built. You know, he's look at him lift that weight. I'm looking at the lifting of the weight. I'm not going, "Look at that white guy lifting the weight." I'm like, "Wow, that is a lot of weight." Unbelievable what we... Our folks are, "Oh, but I don't see color." If you don't see color, then why does the LGBT use the rainbow to represent their flag? To say you don't see color is to say, "I don't appreciate art." Or, "I don't appreciate clothing, couture." Right? "I don't appreciate that red Lamborghini," or whatever. You do appreciate it. You understand it. And it's insignificant. You go shopping and you say, "I need to go get a gray suit. I want to get a black suit. I'm going to go get me a blue suit. I love this dress. The colors are so vibrant." We are trained to notice color. And we're trained to notice it, and in all its obscurity, we don't care. I mean, you look, when you go look for brown shoes, it isn't because you're racist against black shoes or you're racist against blue shoes. You're matching an outfit. But boy, we overlook it because we've been trained. I don't look at color. I've heard concern. I don't look at color. I know a redhead when I see one. I know the difference between a blonde and a brunette. I know the difference between blue eyes and brown eyes. There's nothing wrong with seeing color. White conservatives, let me just explain it to you because you're having trouble here. I know you see color, but you have the ability to see beyond color. You see character. No pretense in not recognizing a person's blackness. I have this friend who happens to be black, who happens to be white, who happens to be Hispanic, or whatever. We see color for what it is, a descriptor of the person's human form. And I've said this before, I've said it 1,000 times. If we were all the same identical color, I guarantee you leftists would figure out a way to separate us. You do notice his eyes are, there's a certain class of them, the eyes are just a little bit wider than the others. Why is it that we choose that obscure thing to say, this is what's going to galvanize us one way or the other? And when we talk about the evolution of a country, why haven't we evolved to the point where we go, that's nonsense. We know it is. We conservatives do. White leftist virtue signal as they proclaim things like Black Lives Matter. And white conservatives rightly fire back All Lives Matter. Because no life is any better than any other, regardless of color. So to say Black Lives Matter is unbelievably racist. Yet white leftists embrace this racism in hopes that they appear more woke than their counterparts. They feed the racism of black leftists, then they return to their sanctuaries away from the very people they proclaim to help. They don't live in these neighborhoods. White leftists scream, disband the police or get rid of ICE, knowing that these law enforcement agencies are sorely needed, particularly in black communities. White leftists ignore the facts regarding blacks killed by police in America. They dismiss any statistics counter to their narrative, and they are so demented, they encourage black leftists to demonize anyone who dare bring up black-on-black crime in a discussion of Black Lives Matter, and we let them. You don't have anything to apologize for. These racists are the ones who need to apologize.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The next hour I'm going to be talking about General Mathis. Mattis. Mad Dog. And I'm just setting you up for it because there's a ton to talk about. There was a woman, and maybe we'll cover this in the final segment or something, but it was a woman who was mad she couldn't loot. I don't know if you guys saw that. The amount of crazy that is circulating out there. Wait, do you want to play that? Yeah, let's do that because it goes in the line with me preaching to you guys today to stop apologizing. But anyway, let's play this. Here's a woman. I cannot tell you how many beep, beep, beeps you're going to hear through this because this lady's stone crazy. But this is a black chick in Chicago who is mad that some Middle Eastern guys are actually protecting their store. They're in a little strip mall, a little strip shopping area, and they're actually kind of standalone stores, maybe two or three, but there's a beauty supply place, and there's a Boost Mobile store, and she's driving by there because she wants to loot it, and she's upset that they're standing out there with weapons in order to prevent her and other blacks from looting it. And so here's the clip.
He ain't even a legal citizen. This where we at, right here. I'm by myself, a whole black woman by myself. And they ready to kill me. Yup. Let me get off from over here. My cousin is a homicide detective, Nataki Rose. Yup. A homicide detective. I'm sending my cousin, the homicide. Yup. This is what they doing on 73rd and Sony Allen, right across the street from Farrakhan. This is what the minister is talking about. Don't trust these people that say they from Africa. They from Morocco. Fake Ramadan. Yeah. And they ready to kill black people over this cheap they got from China. Yeah, they ready to kill somebody, and they got a black man out here with these guns, ready to kill us, and said don't break into their store, but they on our turf, and this is some motherfucking cheap China beauty supply, fake motherfucking Boost Mobile fake, and this is how they protected they ready to kill me, and this motherfucker standing on the roof with a whole motherfucking AK-47 and the other motherfuckers over there. And I know, Illinois, you don't have a license to conceal and carry. You don't. You don't have a license to conceal and carry. This is not Detroit. This is not a right to bear arms. These people got the black men out here ready to kill more black people if we decide to loot their store. They ready to kill us. But we gonna come back, and you gotta have that gun all motherfucking day, cause you don't even know who I am. Allah gonna burn this place, Allah. Burn them down, Allah. Burn them down during Ramadan. Look how they protected this material stuff, Allah. Burn them, burn them, burn them, Allah. Burn them, Allah.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So, when you listen to a clip like that, do you get upset? Do you think to yourself, holy crap, how many things did this chick say that you go, really? I mean, how much does she know about the Second Amendment and the Constitution and conceal and carry? I mean, this is the level of ignorance that's just floating around out there. And I would love to tell you that she's an anomaly, but I'm telling you, there is much that's normal in the black community about this woman. This is a woman that really doesn't understand why y'all protecting this junk that's made from China. It's just made in China. Is that worth my life? I mean, I want you to just try to put yourself into the head, the logic behind somebody saying, why won't you let me loot your store? Look at you with your, you know, sanctimonious but protecting merchandise over me. You hear people over property. I talked about this the other day. People over property. That's what their new slogan is. Oh, you want to protect people over property. Because the property, there's nothing involved in the property. So what? You bought a home in a neighborhood. You put your furnishings in it. You put your own personal life in that dwelling, right? You've got your pictures of your kids, your grandkids. You've got little artifacts of where you visited and things like this, things you've collected over the years. That is your little piece of the world. And what a person says to you is, I don't respect that. It's just property. If I want to come in and take your TV or take your stereo or whatever, who are you to stop me? Because it's just property. Property over people. You can't want to do, right? I'm just putting you in the head of somebody. I would never in my life think I should go into somebody's house, steal their stuff, and think, hey, look, it's property over people. They should not want to harm me because it's only stuff. You know what's funny? When people talk about things, it makes me think of Pulp Fiction and the guy who had his dad's watch. You remember Bruce Willis played the guy that had his dad. He coveted his dad's watch. That watch was worthless to anybody else. If you found it on the street, you'd throw it away. But it was precious to him because his dad had keistered it getting it out of Vietnam. I don't remember the details of it. It's been too long since I've seen the movie. Do you have anything like that? Something that has no value to anybody else, but it has immense value to you. That's your property, because that property does have meaning. It's not just people over property. It's all the stuff behind it, all the symbolism behind everything. And the symbolism around your home is that is where you built your life. The symbolism behind your company is that is where you built your life. And that is where other people are building their lives. You ever gone to companies and they got all these awards deals and they're clapping because old George got his award and this guy's been there 10 years or 15 years or 20 years and they're giving out pins and bonuses and things like that. Hey, let's just burn that down because George Floyd got killed by a white cop. Probably they had a personal beef with one another. Let's just destroy everything. And let's change. I mean, I'm going to talk more about this, but now we're going to redefine racism and we're going to redefine. Everybody's got to get re-woke. I spoke earlier about the difference between us and them, the people that want to disband the police and get rid of ICE, knowing how important these law enforcement agencies are to the black community. And we can't have a discussion around Black Lives Matter and statistics. Let me tell you something. Here's a little fun fact for you. Chicago has spent I can't remember the number, but it's multiple millions of dollars in settlements for police since 2004. I want to say it's $663 million in settlements. And I looked it up and I wanted to find out what's the restitution. That's when the cops do something wrong, okay? What's the restitution when a criminal does something wrong? There is a thing called restitution. In Africa, they do it, they call it blood money. Because if you harm another family or whatever, they want blood. And the only way that there's not retaliation is you pay them off. And so we have a system of that. It's called restitution. Do you know in the state of Illinois, you can get up to $27,000 for harm done to you? So if somebody kills a family member, or raped your daughter or whatever, and they're found guilty, they can theoretically have to pay restitution. And I looked at how much restitution gets paid out in the state of Illinois. It's $5 million a year. That's a good year. $5 million. Now, there were 543 murders in Chicago in 2015. In 2017, they paid out $5 million in restitution. I want you to just think, just murders. That wasn't the number of people that got shot, because there were over 2,000 people that got shot. They deserve restitution. That doesn't include rape. It doesn't include robbery. You get what I'm saying? And less than $5 million is paid out in restitution. Here's a fun little fact for you. In 2015 alone, Chicago spent $163 million in hospitalization related to crime. Yeah. All these policies, nothing, I mean, blank checks that we have to essentially give to these cities, and they want you to feel guilty? white leftists control every city, major city in this country. They destroy them. You build neighborhoods and enclaves that blacks want to move to, and you're apologizing. Stop it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.